Blog Talk Radio.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Tea Pot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Welcome to the Gatewood Legacy Radio. I'm your host, Codust, and our lovely and beautiful co-host, Miss Jolene, is not with us. So you have to listen in tomorrow to find out if Miss Jolene's here or not with us. We're going to get started and do our birthdays. Give me just a few minutes. I know it's like, damn, Codust, you didn't even have them pulled up, but hang on. Christy Hoskins, happy birthday to Miss Christy Hoskins. My cousin Harold House, happy birthday to you, Harold. Marwawa, G-U-R-V-I-N-D-E-R. And Luke McKinney, happy birthday to you. And Brandon Wright, happy birthday to you. And that is all of my Facebook family and friends' birthday. The weather, I mean, man, it is a freezing 20 degrees. I mean, it's actually partly sunny, but a freezing 20 degrees today. I mean, it is brutally, brutally cold. And going to get colder, folks. So, man, bad weather. Got some bad cold weather. As far as, let's see, the latest Trump picks Montana rep Zink for Interior Post. And then yesterday, I guess the DEA now and the FDA now, well, especially the DEA has now said that hemp is, the CBDs, is, cannabinoids are still on the controlled substance list. And from what I've read on it, it's better for you to grow without a fucking permit and things than to have a permit. Government control. See, you know, it's all about the monopoly. They knew that this was going to take off, and they just had to get a hold of it to control it to where that they could make make all the decisions. Big congratulations to Aaron Boyd on his new birth today of his daughter, to him and his lovely little lady. So congratulations to those folks. Stacy Tice says, fuck the DEA. You know, let's listen to what she's got to say. Let's see if we can listen to this. About 10 minutes, here we go. Let's see what
she says. I am just wanted to make a little video just so I can tag some folks in it after I'm done. I know a lot of us are upset about them deciding to put just CBD oil on the Schedule 1 list. And I know that's been really heavy on my mind when I'm trying to get shit done today. So I was thinking that I just wanted to just put it out there so I could tag some folks in here that if any of our hemp suppliers are pushed to have to find something to do with their CBD oil, may I suggest sending it to Flint? We've been having meetings regarding the Flint water crisis and helping the residents that were purposely poisoned by Michigan's governor and the government here, along with Nestle. So Nestle and Governor Snyder and Michigan government poisoned the citizens of Michigan over the last couple of years through the water, and it was intentional. It's a big profit thing. over the last year, the only solution for these people are filters that don't work. Not everybody has filters on their water yet. And cases, mad cases of water bottles are the solution. People are having to bathe in their water bottles and all these water bottles that they're getting people to donate. So Nestle, the same fuckers that poisoned this whole city that I'm in, are the same ones making a profit because the only solution that they've been giving people in Flint are water bottles. Anyway, my point is, making this video, is that there are people sick here. There's a lot of people sick. There are people with rashes, neuro disorders. It's not only been the lead, it's been the impurities. Like, there are a lot of people sick. So in these meetings, we've been talking about how awesome it is through our connections that we can get a hold of the hemp communities and get CBD oils so we can help provide CBDs that you don't even need a medical marijuana card for. We can start giving CBDs to all these children that have been poisoned purposely by our government. And then you wake up and then all of a sudden, oh, we don't have, so the government doesn't want us to have those solutions in our life anymore. We can't give CBD, a hemp extracted oil, to our children that have been purposely poisoned by our government. And this is so disgusting to me. So this is what I say. This is what I'm reaching out for. If it happens that anybody, I have so many friends that have hemp CBD stuff, products in their smoke shops, that's what their businesses are. I'm letting you all know that we will figure out even making it affordable for you. If you have to get rid of your CBD oils, let's get them sent to Flint, Michigan. Because our veterans, our fleet of veterans that were at Standing Rock, they're coming to Flint. And they're going to make, and they're already here. A lot of them are already here in Flint. And they're going to protect us. And they're going to make sure that nobody, even freaking Governor Snyder, and even the fucking corporation Nestle that is out to hurt everybody, they're going to make sure that we're protected and that we'll be able to, if we have CBD oil, whether the DEA wants to schedule it as a freaking class one, like that is the stupidest shit. If you don't know what it means to schedule something as a schedule one substance, look it up on the Controlled Substance Act, look it up, and then look up hemp and CBD oils and see how retarded it is. It's not about safety for us. It's about keeping us sick and suffering and not even giving us solutions when they poison us. So CBD providers, if you find yourself in a position where you need to unload some CBDs products, I beg you, send them to Flint. I don't care that this is public. Send them to Flint. I myself will make sure that people are allowed to get CBDs in their lives that have been poisoned by water here in Flint, Michigan. And I am very confident of the fleet of veterans that I've already met that are committed to helping us protect our people and stand with us so that we can help each other. They've got my back. I'm not worried. I know I got the bus, but I don't care if I have to walk. This is ridiculous. There are people that are really sick. There are CBD oils that we can be providing for people to rub on their bodies and put in their mouth to help keep them alive while we have to fight our government to provide safe water for our people and our children here in Flint, Michigan. So I'm really disgusted and upset because I really thought that, oh, I know a lot of people. We can get CBD oils and educate people out here that they can be ordering from places like Hemp Farms and looking and going to places like the Keto Hemp Center and all these awesome places out there providing CBD medicine. We can educate people in Flint that this is a solution for them. And then the fucking DEA scheduled one that shit and trying to take that out of our hands. And we, the people, cannot let this happen. We, the people, cannot just, when stupid shit like this happens, I'm serious. Look it up, what it takes to be a Schedule I substance, and look it up, what hemp-extracted CBD, what CBDs really are. Look it up. See if it makes any sense. If it doesn't make good sense, it makes bad sense. And the only reason it is for is to hurt us. There is no good reason. There is no good reason to put CBDs. And I'm sorry I'm stuttering. I'm just very upset that they are taking every opportunity away from us to take care of each other and help one another and heal ourselves. All these freaking medical solutions that they give us, surgeries and pills and stuff, they don't make people feel bad. They don't even make people feel better. They're not just even poisoning people. They're not even making people feel better. They're not even giving anyone a quality of life. And we have cannabis, and we have hemp, and we have something as simple as CBDs that don't even get you high, that can be a solution to the animals, the children, and all the people in places like Flint, Michigan, where the government decides to poison communities for profits. So that's all I'm going to say right now, because it is very emotional, and God led me to Flint, Michigan. The end of the summer led me back to Michigan and landed me right in Flint, so I would be right again on the front lines of the bullshit, the sad truth that we are living in today, that yes, all of us, whether you live in Flint, Michigan, if you live in the United States and all over the world, we have got to come together and end this madness that they try to tell us is freedom in America. I love you guys, and please, please get it out there that something may – this. Shit is crazy. I mean, I know it's just not about CDs. This shit is crazy, and this just shows you one more nail in the coffin. They're trying to kill us all or something. I don't know what, but we're not going to let them, because people are joining forces. A lot of magic's happened. Like I said all along, they can keep trying to hurt us all that they want, but love wins in this. Like, we're a lot more powerful than we give ourselves credit for. But now, like, it's the time. It's the time to take our country back. And freedom doesn't happen unless we love each other and take care of each other and make sure that we're allowed to do so. It is so disgusting. The more and more I learn that living in America means you're not allowed to take care of yourself or other people. Like, they don't want us loving each other. And it's very sad. But I love you all. I'm closing this out so I can get busy tagging some all the awesome hemp people that I have out there that I don't even know what they're going through today, learning that everything they've been doing to help and heal people. I mean, they have patients, too, that are relying on this to, like, live, to feel better. And you're saying they're not allowed to do it. And so, yeah, I've got to peace out for now so I can get on this Facebook and tag some of the business owners and stuff to let them know that we'll figure it out. I'll go raise money to buy all your CBD products. I don't give a shit. We need them in Flint, Michigan, whether they're allowed to be retailed, sold, or anything. We'll figure out buying them and getting them to Flint so we can start providing CBDs to the children, whether anyone else likes it or not, because we know that they need our help. Love you guys. And I'll call you right now, Ricky. Bye. I can't.
All right, there you go. I mean, how does it affect the children? What about the little children that are on the CBD oils that it's been helping them with the it's been helping them with the seizures? I mean, man, an insanity it is. The government's taking control of it, I'm just devastated. I mean, I'm thinking, damn. I mean, I know some farmers that said that they were wanting to grow more hemp next year, but I mean, if they've got it as a controlled CBDs as a controlled substance, there's no way in fuck these people are going to grow it. I mean, you know, I mean, that's to me that I mean, well, it's only a select few that's been growing it in our state anyhow. But man, the monopoly of the government. The feds could raise interest rates 3 more times next year. So they're saying the feds could raise the interest rates 3 more times next year. It's like insanity. It's like, what the hell? What the hell? Amazon has made its first drone delivery. I think popcorn was one of the things. I mean, it's all things popcorn. Can you believe that? Somebody got some popcorn and something else is a little something else. But it's made its first drone delivery and things. So it's like, wow. Modern technology. We got drones that's delivering food, and DEA that's killing and murdering little children, the CIA pushing heroin. You know, it's like the insanity of all this. I don't know. I think it's a thing to push you back, either to push you on heroin or to push you on pharmaceutical pills. Absolutely crazy, crazy, craziness. The temperature tonight, folks, it's going to be extremely cold tonight. It's going to be it's going to go down to a low of 14, I think, tonight. They said 14 degrees. I mean, just extremely cold. Then we've got some snow and rain and stuff coming in on Friday, Saturday. And we've got a wintry mix for Sunday. It's like, man, cold. Like 13, man. I mean, it is cold. I mean, I think I woke up this morning, though, and it was like 2. Or felt like it was 2. That's what it said. It felt like it was 2. Felt, you know, just like right now, it says, even though it's 20 degrees out there, it feels like it's 12. I got some shout-outs. I want to give some shout-outs out there. Thank you so much to Luke Weebingo. We appreciate you, Luke. Michael Patterson, always out there supporting us. We appreciate you. And the same thing with Robert Bobby Gibson, always out there supporting us and sharing the show and things. We appreciate you also. Appreciate everybody out there that shares and listens to the show. Michael Van Dyke, just anybody and everybody that listens into our shows and things. We appreciate each and every one of y'all out there today. Let's see, what else can we tell you? Please, everybody, be careful and things out there in this weather. Make sure that you've got enough clothes on, that you're dressed, have some blankets or water or something in your vehicles just in case you get stranded or anything could happen. But please make sure you're dressed. And, you know, this weather is really brutal out there for folks and things. Man, I'm seeing all this snow, snow up in New York, up in Michigan, out in Wisconsin. It's like, man, so far we get to get our first snow. Of course, I mean, I think it's coming by Sunday and things, Saturday or Sunday. We got about a minute and 51 seconds, and we're going to play a song. The song that we're actually going to play, once again, it's 5 minutes and 54 seconds. It's written by Dustin Costas. He's doing 15 years in a legal state in Colorado. If anybody gives a shit, he'll be 76 years old when he gets out of there. So he wrote a song called Naked Women Smoking Marijuana, and he sent it out, mailed it out to Blackie F. and White. And Blackie, the Reefer Kings, put the music to it and things. And Blackie sings the song. I think, Jack's on harmonica. You got Lowdown Luther on bass. You've got Dave on drums. And Blackie White is the vocals of this song. And, I mean, man, I just really love the song. And it just breaks my heart every time I think about this man out there, you know. But the hell, you think the DEA gives a shit when they put CBD oils as on the controlled substance list? I mean, up there tells you, man, we're in a war against our federal government and things over the illegal things that they do. But we're gonna take a break. We'll be back in 5 minutes and 54 seconds. Here we go, folks. Naked women smoking marijuana. We'll be right back.
Who is it?
It's me, Dave, man. Open up. I got the stuff.
Who?
It's Dave, man. Open up. I think the cops saw me come in here.
Who is it?
It's Dave, man. Will you open up? I got the stuff with me.
Who?
Dave, man. Open up.
Dave?
Yeah, Dave. Come on, man. Open up. I think the cops
saw me.
Dave's
not here.
Marijuana, kunubu, kunapu, cannabis, konapkina, kanamaso, kana. Honeb, hinab, henni, hemp, hanap, cannabis indica, cannabis sativa, ganja, ganjika, gangika. Hashisha, hashish, hashash, hashaichi, Indrasen, Kia, Insangu, Kapkif, Kia, Kini.
Dave, D-A-V-E, will you open up the goddamn
Dave?
Door? Yeah, Dave.
Dave?
Right, man, Dave. Now, will you open up the door?
Dave's not here.
All right, Dave's not here. All right, folks, have a good afternoon. God bless everybody. Thank everybody out there again. We'll be back tomorrow with another show. Love you people, and I'm going to take us away. Bye-bye, everybody.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Teapot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
Oh, it really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.